Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 112 here, like always, with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we have a few from last week and then we have new ones, so we'll just jump into it. Banjo-Tooie has already came to Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah, as of which we initially planned on recording yesterday, but it came out yesterday at time of recording, so it came out on the 25th. So it had to fight Black Ops 6 for dominance, I guess.
Black Ops 6 probably won.
I guarantee it.
I know it won for me. I hadn't even played 2E.
Yeah, I don't think I ever played 2E as well. Which, speaking of, you know, Call of Duty with Microsoft, it's weird seeing Rare, which I know they have the original Banjo-Kazooie on the emulator as well, but it's just still different seeing more Banjo games coming to Nintendo from it.
Right, since it's owned by Microsoft, yeah. Even though it originated, you know, Rare making games for Nintendo, and then they switched when they got bought. But and it's nice that which you know Microsoft and Nintendo have a good relationship, but it's still nice of Xbox to allow them to have those games on their online service.
Yeah, they didn't screw each other over like the other way around.
Yeah.
They decided, like, why would two different countries fight? Well, we'll fight each other. Japan will fight each other to the very end, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it makes it more of a rival in that case if they're from the same company, I guess. I don't know. But I'll just read this a little bit. It says, Banjo-Tooie is now coming to the Nintendo 64 and Nintendo Switch Online collection of games. It's the bear-bird duo Banjo and Kazooie to the rescue. Magical minigames, perplexing puzzles, and freaky foes await them in the stages ahead through ancient ruins, underwater realms, and even an amusement park of sorts. Nintendo Switch Online, Nintendo's subscription service, launched back in 2018. Blah, blah, blah. And then it just goes on to tell you about the Nintendo Switch Online playtest program that's going on, allowing different people to playtest new games coming to Nintendo Switch Online early. So like kind of like early access, I guess. But they're not allowed to talk about what's on the service, even though people are, and that makes Nintendo mad. But they should know better. People are, you know what I mean? Like, they should know that people aren't going to keep their mouths shut.
I still don't know why they're gatekeeping Smash Brothers, the original one.
I don't know. You think that would have been a day one release?
Mm-hmm.
Like
I'll bet it was.
Yeah, I would have made that a day one release when the online service launched for the N64.
Well, the fact that it's not only didn't get a day one release, but it's been, what, the expansion pass has been out for
2018.
3 years? Yeah. Has the expansion been out since 2018?
Well, not the expansion, I guess the online service itself, but
as you say, I thought just like the NES and SNES was originally.
The 64.
64 was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like 2020 at the absolute earliest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say probably around 21.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But yeah, the fact that, you know, it's been a couple years at this point, 3 years at most, it's still makes no sense why they still don't have that game on there. Well, let's go ahead and bring another Rare game into it.
I don't know. I mean, unless they're just playing off of Smash Ultimate's already on Switch, but I mean, so is Super Mario 64, since they released 3D All-Stars, technically. So why is it on the online service, too?
Okay, I mean, I think that's the only one I haven't played, minus the Wii U one for Smash.
I've played the original on emulation. That's the only reason I played it, but I played the Wii U and the 3DS games.
You see, I got the 3DS one. It's just the Wii U is the only one I haven't touched, which it was almost the same thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty much the same thing, just ports of each other. You can...
One had better graphics.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Pretty much that's the only difference.
Yeah. One definitely had a lot better graphics.
Yeah.
Because one was on TV.
I think they could even like interact with each other. Like you could scan amiibos and get prizes in different ones. And like, you know, Nintendo is.
Yeah. Especially when it comes down here and amiibos.
Yeah. Which I like that. Like the Toys to Life thing. It's pretty cool. Scanning them different games. Especially with Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Getting different outfits and stuff from the previous Zelda games like Wind Waker, Twilight Princess skins and crap.
I think you do it. That goes with them too. I think you only get like free a day though instead of like an unlimited amount.
Unless you put mods on like I do to make it unlimited amiibo. Which I did.
I'm not that fancy.
All right. Okay, God of War TV series is hitting the reset button.
We've mentioned it a few times and seemed like it was going to be pretty promising, but then they go and do something like this.
I should have known better than to get my hopes up, especially when it comes to a game adaptation, but because that's just something that would be good. God of War series?
Yeah. It would be, and I think it would probably get more love than the Fallout series if done the correct way.
Yeah, I think so. Because Fallout, it surprised me how many people actually watched it that even have never played the games before. Like me, I've played Fallout 76 a little bit, but that's the only one I played. But the series, like the TV series, does a good job of helping you learn what's going on, even if you haven't played the games.
And that game, the Fallout series had its own lore, while God of War is based on mythology, so that's something that people already have a moderate interest in to some extent.
Right. Yeah, even if you're not in the gaming or something, if you're just in the mythology, you could still watch God of War.
Yeah, and get into it.
Yeah.
Or be able to, because, I mean, I remember in elementary school them covering different mythologies. And stuff like that, you know, go through and like the centaur and, you know, different things like that. Obviously, they never broke down like God of War in elementary school.
Right.
But, you know, you still, like I said, at least in our elementary school, I remember them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't know how many other elementary schools done that across the nation or the world, but, you know, you get taught in mythology or whatever, and you're like, oh, this is interesting. I could probably get into this show.
I remember them teaching it very briefly. Like, they didn't really get into it a whole lot, but...
Yeah. And then, not only that, but since it is a Sony property, and usually Sony single-player games are vastly great on storytelling, it would just...
It would tell fit you that very how much well. Better that could be. Yeah.
But...
Yeah, that's one thing Sony is good at, is their single-player storytelling on their games.
And like I said, I think Santa Monica Studios stepping in and helping on this whole process could be a potential great thing to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, different contracts and everything else, who tells what they're actually going to do? You know, Sony's going to have a hand in it regardless because it is
their property.
Minus the fact they was trying to use Prime Video, which could be a reason why it was potentially reset by a higher company. But... The article I got it from, so while writing God of War series was underway as of January 2024, things hit a roadblock. Deadline reported last week that Prime Video was hitting the reset button on the series, with Judkins, Otsby, and Fergus departing the TV series. So I'm guessing those were the actors and actresses, potentially.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's potentially like a SAG thing, because I know that they've been striking and whatever in Hollywood for different reasons points and times too, because it even affected the gaming world with voice actors. We covered it I think a while ago, but those strikes are still going on.
Yeah, it's hard to say, and I know it was still, this article says it was probably still very early in development, so it probably wouldn't hurt them a whole lot to just hit the reset button, get new actors and stuff. It's not like, you know, it was almost done or anything, so.
Yeah. That's whenever you know it was very painful, but this one, it's been 10 months.
Yeah.
Almost 11 months that it's been in the making.
Yeah. So it shouldn't be that big of an issue as long as they keep the desire to do it after they leave, which this saying that they probably will, and I hope they do.
Yeah.
But let's see. Yeah, like you said, it said that they have the parted program, and then it says just little is known about the God of War TV series, which looks to still be in early development. And then it said Siri's talking to me, I don't know why.
What do you think?
It's Halloween time.
My iPad and phone are talking to each other with Siri. Weird. Anyway, it says in an early 2024 update, Sony confirmed that writing was underway on the God of War series, though it revealed no additional info. While Judkins has since departed, IGN understands that Barlog is still involved with the show as an executive producer. Judkins, for his part, remains on an overall deal with Sony Pictures and is focusing on new development in addition to his work on the Wheel of Time. One way or another, it seems as it'll be a while before we finally get to see Kratos in live action, though IGN understands that Sony Pictures and Prime Video are still committed to continuing development. So they are still going to continue development. So, like I said, we haven't really got any know who's doing the acting for what characters, but I've seen a lot of people online are wanting the voice actor of Kratos to be the actor for the show. I think his name's like Christopher or something, I think.
Yeah, and the fact that he's...
I mean, he has the voice, obviously.
Yeah, definitely have that down. As far as actual acting, though, there's a difference between acting and voice acting.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people were saying Dave Bautista as well. Like, he would have more of the look, the bald, you know, guy or whatever. But I don't know. We'll see what they come up with for actors. Sony's got the money to pay whoever, you know, that would do the best job and look the best for the part.
I'll do it with Sony.
Yeah. Yeah. Call him, shave his head, and do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Paint himself gray.
Yeah. Ash, probably paint yourself like ghost white.
That's supposed to be like a grayish white, because it's supposed to be ashes of his wife and daughter, but from the Greek series. Spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know.
Really, one of the games is Ghost of Sparta.
Yeah. You know now. If you didn't know already. All right.
Well, if you're new listening.
Yeah.
Because we talk about it, it seems like once a topic for probably the past month and a half, it seems like.
Yeah, God of War's definitely been big in our topics the past month, seems like.
So if you're a new listener, sorry for a spoiler. If you're an old listener, then you already know that we've covered different games quite a few times.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. Destiny mobile game.
Oh, yeah. First mobile game in Destiny history. See if this one lasts 10 years.
About it.
This is from their website, and this is not an ad, so don't get excited. We don't got anything good for you for Destiny as far as deals go.
I wish we did.
Yeah. Enter an era of heroes and legends with familiar Destiny faces. Meet intriguing new characters, each with rich story, unique personality, and a formidable skills. Experience top-tier sci-fi shooting action in FPP or TPP. As you embark on a new adventure in an alternate Destiny timeline, play as these unique characters to defend future Earth and reclaim humanity's future. So, they're, I guess, doing a spin-off of their own game, which, I mean, I guess makes sense for a mobile aspect, because you don't really have to have the lore from 1 and 2 for it to necessarily play out.
Right. Yeah, so it's in an alternate timeline. So it's in the same universe as Destiny, just a different timeline.
Yeah.
That could be interesting, I guess, but how good will it be being a mobile game? Who knows?
I'm honestly surprised they didn't do it sooner.
Yeah. It's free to play, but you better believe there's going to be microtransactions in it.
I mean, they're... base game for Destiny 2 is free to play now.
Oh yeah, but there's microtransactions.
Yeah,
DLCs, I mean, almost every stinking month.
Anything free to play is going to have microtransactions option. Mm-hmm. How they make their money.
Yep.
I mean, at least this one, it's, you know, straight out free to play. While Destiny 2, if you was one of the original ones that bought it, you paid the full $60 for it. And if you come into it now, it's free. Yeah. Of course you're going to go on microtransactions. At least you don't go pay $60 and still deal with microtransactions.
Yep. Like, I got it for Christmas. Yeah. 1 year. I didn't pay the $60. My dad did. Yeah. And I never bought a stinking DLC. Never will. Because I'll just play Warframe.
Yeah. I never played the... I mean, like I said, I don't know what was going on with my original game, but I never made it past the first set of levels because it just kept on resetting me every single time.
I beat the first one. I didn't beat the DLCs, but I beat the first base game. Second one was stupid. They should transfer your data over, but of course they transferred your skin over, but not your level. So.
I mean...
spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the USA. They often have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/3TG. That's uncommongoods.com/3TG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
It makes sense in a way. Because even from, I'll go ahead and just put like a single player experience opposed to having a multiplayer thing, because I got tech on both arguments here for it. But it'd be the same as anytime you go to a sequel of a game, you always start back with something less than what you was used to and had. Like Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's a situation with it. God of War Ragnarok, that's the situation with it. You always lose your stuff in the sequels and to some extent. And then multiplayer wise, you go to Call of Duties, they reset every single year. You lose your rank, you lose your level, you lose your guns. You lose everything. Yeah, it sucks that it happens, but Destiny just done what everybody done.
But for me, don't give me my skin and not give me my level. That's stupid.
That's a fair point too, but
I'd rather just start over with a new skin than see my current skin. Than see the, well, that's different. But to see my current skin that I'm used to being OP and then now he's trash. So I played just first few levels and I couldn't get into the second game like I did the first one.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong, from what I've seen reviews wise and everything else, it seemed like the second game was worse out of the two.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And yet again, the first one never made it to 10 years like they said it was going to.
Nope, the second one has.
Yep. This mobile game might.
And I think the first one would have if they would have made it free to play and done more with it. More DLCs like they did have to say. I mean, Segment's had a crap ton of DLCs in the past 10 years. Seems like they're making a new one every few months. I mean, that's one way to keep the game going, but holy crap.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
I mean, growing, that's the only thing Bungie has going for them, though, so it's not like they have anything else to focus on.
Well, I mean, I wish Xbox would have bought Bungie instead of Sony so they could make Halo like they used to, so Halo would actually be good again.
No.
But Sony bought them for whatever reason. So maybe they'll make a shooter for Sony. Since Sony technically lost Call of Duty. The exclusivity, anyway.
Yeah. I remember originally being Xbox exclusive, like not exclusive, but I remember them having a partnership with Xbox originally, even switching to PlayStation for first DLCs and everything else.
Right.
Then Xbox was like, nah, we'll buy you outright.
Yeah, so we get the exclusive.
Yeah.
Which for Black Ops 6, I know it's kind of off topic, but Black Ops 6, I think Nuketown isn't available until November 1st.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's going to be like kind of like it was in Black Ops 2, like a DLC, free DLC map, kind of.
Well, see, I think they're doing two different versions of it.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
They're doing this one, and then they're doing the original Black Ops.
The original one. That's what I've wanted. Like, just go back to the original. Like, we've had so many remixes of it. Just, it'd be nice to just start fresh with the original again.
The only thing they did was put a new code of paint and change stuff down to whatever era they're playing in.
I know, but I like the original.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I do too.
It's just been remixed the crap out of.
It's been remixed 6 times in 14 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's been remixed every single Black Ops game.
Yep.
Well, that's the first one, obviously, but it's been remixed 5 times out of 14 years. I count the original in the first remix.
Yeah. The Cold War was close to the original, but it wasn't the original.
But that was roughly the same time frame as the original took place.
Yeah.
Then obviously, Black Ops 2 was future. It was futuristic at the time. Now
it was
next year. 2025.
Yeah. It's crazy. It used to feel so far in the future.
Yeah. Feels that way as a kid.
Yeah. Alright, let's move on. Mario and Luigi Brothership has fully leaked online couple weeks ahead.
Yeah, I think it leaked. The leak came out Wednesday at time. Well,
Wednesday, so backtrack my days here. Came out the 23rd, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ROM files got dumped, which I think Nintendo's just really going light on their Switch releases and caring about security for them, because it's happened knowing that the Switch is at the end of its life cycle. Like, you didn't hear about it before Tears of the Kingdom, hardly. Like, if it was like a day. It wasn't a full 2 weeks before the game releases. So I think their security is just really laxing on the Switch side of things now, and they're just able to get in, or they got somebody on the inside.
Oh, it's definitely insiders doing it. But it could be either insiders, which I think it is insiders, but or it could be people getting early access copies and somehow data mining it and getting the full access to the ROM. But I'd say the more likely scenario is insiders. And if you have a snake inside, it's hard to find out who it is, and it's hard to stop it. So,
yeah, because they're probably smart about it. They probably go to a different IP address, if not just use a VPN completely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But for me, if you're a Nintendo employee, I don't know why you would do that. I don't know what benefit. I mean, you obviously can play it because you work at Nintendo. You can play it early. So I don't know why they would do that, but.
And it seems like, which I know you're just looking at the people that's been there for, like, Miyamoto per se.
I know.
And
yeah.
Zuma. It's just like you see, like, people that's been there forever, but at the same time, they've been there forever. So, you know, you could be some young kid coming in, you know, straight out of high school per se from Japan, and they're like, oh, yeah, I don't really care.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's not Miyamoto or Numa doing it. You know,
I guarantee it's not either one of those two.
Oh, no. But, like, I'd say some, it could even be, like, you know, some intern or something, you know, like somebody that's got access to this stuff, but you know,
yeah,
because like they do said, sometimes they Nintendo does do like internships and stuff, you know, they get developers a head start and then they'll go somewhere else, so or they'll keep them if they're really good. But I don't know. I'd say it's definitely an insider though.
That's happened way too often. But like I said, with a simple VPN, it could be relatively, which of course I don't know how easy or hard it would be to hide, because it's not something that I'm intelligent enough to do or figure out myself. I'd definitely have to have Ashton walking me step by step how to do it. And I don't think he knows how to do that.
I don't know how to hack stuff like that. I mean, I could look into it and probably figure it out, but I know how to use a VPN.
But we're definitely not Nintendo insiders.
No, I wish. I would. I mean, if it was me, if I was a Nintendo insider, I wouldn't leak the game. I'd play it early if I had access to it, yeah, but I wouldn't leak it for everybody.
I've been saying very vaguely on this podcast what it's like.
Yeah, I've already played it, but I'm not an RPG guy, so I'm going to wait until the game releases and then give you my rating along with the actual rating. I can guarantee you my rating is going to be lower than a Metacritic rating. Because, once again, I'm just not an RPG guy. I played literally 2 minutes of it and I'm like, yeah, I've had enough of this.
Yeah. I'd probably be the same way. I don't understand the RPG element, which, yet again, that's the most highly sought after video game type in the world.
I will say it runs better on Yuzu than Raijinx.
Now we know.
Yep, now you know. If those of you out there listening are interested, Yuzu, the latest development build of Yuzu. So.
Why not even be able to get Raijinx if you didn't get it in time anyways.
Well, Yuzu, the same, you know, remember it shut down too, so. But, I mean, you can find the files online for both. If not, get a fork of Yuzu or whatever. There's another emulator out there too. I can't remember. Sakachi or something like that. I haven't tried it out, so I'm not sure how good it is, but it's not been shut down yet.
I haven't been shut down yet.
Well, I mean, people on Reddit say it's good, but I haven't tried it out myself to see if it's as good as Yuzu and Ryujinx or not. Because them saying it's good and then it actually being as good as those two are two different things.
Yeah.
Until I see for myself that it is good. All right, let's go over just one more I want to talk about real quick. Spider-Man 2 is finally heading to PC in January.
And ironically enough, a lot of people are upset over it.
Screw them. I want to play it. Screw them.
Huh?
I said I want to play it. Screw them.
Yeah. Well, they was. I think they wanted. Can't remember what PlayStation exclusive date. Oh, I think it was the last Souls game that came out, or Bloodborne, or the last Bourne game, Souls-like. I think they was hoping it would come out instead of Spider-Man, but obviously Spider-Man came out, so that's what a lot of people are mad about. Like, we could have had a good game to come crossing over, but no, you had to do Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 is a good game, too.
That's the one you play as Miles, isn't it?
You play as both.
Both?
Miles, you play... Miles Morales is when you play just as Miles. And then, gotcha. So this is technically the third Spider-Man game. Because there's Spider-Man, you play as Peter Parker. Spider-Man, Miles Morales, you play as Miles. And then Spider-Man 2, you play as both.
Gotcha. Yeah. And what, it has a $70 price tag, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't know if the article... Hasn't come out yet. I don't think it's came out yet. I'm sure it's going to be 70, because I'm sure it was 70 on the PS5. But
they usually just tell you that it's coming out, then they do the price like a month ahead of time, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, it says it'll be out on Steam and Epic Game Store on January 30th, 2025. PC version will feature all updates made to the game since launch, including New Game Plus. It also have all 12 added suits, including styles for the symbiote suit and new photo modes. Features like action figure mode, just like the PlayStation 5 version. Players will have a choice between two editions, a standard that comes with the base game and all of the updates, and a digital deluxe that comes with everything in the standard edition, along with exclusive suits, early unlocks, and additional photo mode features. It also comes with a suite of enhanced features such as improved ray tracing. While we have no additional story content planned for Marvel's Spider-Man 2, we're delighted to bring all of our previously released post-launch content to the PC version, said Insomniac Senior Community Manager Aaron Jason. But I did see people were upset that it will require a PSN account, just like Ragnarok. Which is so stupid to have on PC, because the original Spider-Man did not require it, Last of Us didn't. Only the newer ones like Helldivers 2 and Ragnarok require a PSN account. I don't even think Forbidden West required it. It might have, but I don't think it did. I think the first one that required it was Helldivers 2.
So PlayStation Network account is free, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free, but people were just complaining that, why do you need that on PC to play it on Steam? You know, because you already have a Steam account, so why does it matter if you have a PSN account? Which, it don't matter to me, I have a PSN account, but just the fact that, why?
Yeah. The way I plan on playing it, don't need a PSN account.
No, we'll get early access, special access. But, yeah, there's that. That's... You have anything to talk about before we end that topic? You have anything to talk about that topic before we end?
No, just that more people are upset that the Everborn game didn't come out. Minus that. That's part I focused on, because I would probably rather play the Bourne game opposed to Spider-Man 2 anyways.
Not me.
Like I said, it, to me, it's just another hack and slash title for PlayStation.
Yeah, but like I said, Sony and their stories. Like, they actually have good stories. They're not like the original Spider-Man games on the PS2, like basically just a hack and slash, not much of a story, but these ones actually do have stories.
I guess I can judge them because I haven't played the new sets yet. I just know what it was back in the PlayStation 2 era.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's all the time we have. Appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials and join our Discord. But our Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, buy our merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Just thinking of which podcast. And then I think that's it. Colin, you have anything?
Nope, that's it. Later, guys.
Catch you guys in the next episode.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.